Welcome to Torah Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 63. In the last Perek, Yeshayahu spoke from Hashem's perspective that he will make sure that the Geula will come. At this time, the nations will recognize how special Yerushalayim is and forget all about its past troubles. Hashem and Yerushalayim are compared to a groom marrying his bride, and Hashem ensures that this day will come as he tells the people to continue to daven, even when the response seems to be no. When it is time for the Geula, the nations of the world will help the Jews return, and the Perek ends with new nicknames for both the Jews and Israel, reflecting their new role and the awareness that the nations of the world have about what their essence is. This Perek begins by describing the final battle of Galus against Edom. This Perek has a similar theme to Prakim 34 and 35, which talks about the complete destruction of Edom. The Perek describes Hashem using analogies that people can understand, describing Hashem as a warrior whose clothes are covered in blood. The previous two Prakim and the first 9 Psukim of this Perek are part of the Haftorah for Parshas Nisavim, the last of the Shiva Dinachemta, and it is always read the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. There are many deep and esoteric ideas hidden in this Perek, which are beyond my understanding and the scope of this shiur. We will be using the commentary of the Metzudas David to explain the Pshat, the simple explanation, as well as some other Mefarshim. The Metzudos was written by Rav David Altshuler in Poland in the 18th century. He wrote the commentary to advance the study of Tanakh, which he felt was weak at the time, even among Talmidei Chachamim. To have the commentary accessible to all, the style is very straightforward and easy to understand in simple Hebrew. In Yeshayahu, the Metzudas David will often be based on the Radak, but at times he will interpret the Perek according to Rashi and Ibn Ezra and others in disagreement with the Radak. After Rav David Altshuler died, his son Yechiel divided the Metzudos into two commentaries. The Metzudas David explains the Pesukim, while the Metzudas Tzion translates the harder vocabulary into simple Hebrew. The Navi begins by asking, Pasuk 1, Mize Bame Edom Chamutz Begadim Mi Batzra. Who is this that comes from Edom? His clothes are red with blood as he comes from Batzra, which is a large, memorable city in Edom. The battle of Gog and Magog has begun, with the first step being the killing of the Malach of Esav. Hador Bilvusho, he is glorious in his dress. This warrior has beautiful clothing, yet they are covered in blood. So Eberov Kocho, with his great strength, he can move nations from place to place, and none can stand up against him. The world is astonished, as Hashem has always been forgiving, a rachaman, and has patience before punishing. He is Erech Apayim. This stain in this pasuk is a symbol of a poor character flaw, says Rav Schwab. People wonder, how could Hashem be so cruel? How could he have this stain on his character? Hashem responds, Ani midaber bitzdaka rab lehoshia. I am the one who spoke about doing tzedaka for Yisrael and will save them a lot, as I promised. Hashem himself is executing this judgment against Edom, and when it happens, Hashem will save the Jewish people. Unlike other times in history, when Malachim were sent as messengers to save the Jewish people. It is being done as a tzedakah, with no merits needed from the Jewish people for the salvation. The Navi asks again, why are Hashem's clothes stained with red, as if he has been stomping on grapes that make big red stains when making wine? Hashem answers, Pasuk 3, Pura darachti livadi, I have stomped the grapes alone. This metaphoric question and answer means that Hashem is saying he alone is fighting this war against Edom on behalf of the Jewish people. This battle is a tzedakah from Hashem to save the people by killing the Malach of the nation that protects Edom. Rav Schwab explains that Hashem is not just trampling the nations. He is making wine. He wants the nations to do tshuva and improve. Ume'amim ein ish iti. And from the nations, there is no man with me. There is not going to be any nation that will be able to fight against Hashem in war, as their angel has already been dispatched. This is being done with Hashem's anger, and the result is similar to blood spraying on attacker's clothing in battle. This is not a sudden decision. Pasuk 4, Ki yom nakam bilibi, this day of vengeance has been in my heart for a long time. Ushnas geulai ba'a, and the time of redemption for the nation has finally come. It is a time to both save the people and to exact justice for the evil that the other nations committed. Although Hashem knows this time, he has never revealed it to anyone else. Hashem must save the people as its tzedakah because, Pasuk 5, Vabit vein ozer, veshtomeim vein somech. I look, and there is no one to help. I looked in astonishment if I would find any zechus or merit on which I could base the geula, and there was none. Therefore, because they had no merits, Vatosha lizroi vechamasi hi simachasni. Only my hand was what did the saving, and my anger for what the nations had done was the basis for saving the Jewish people and doing the come up to them, rather than any merit that could be relied on. When Hashem is punishing the nations, he trampled them in anger, and this ended with it being as if Hashem poured their blood onto the earth. The Navi responds to this promise of Hashem with a tefillah that continues through the end of the next parak. He begins with profound thanks and appreciation, just as we start our prayers, first with praise, then we state our requests, and finally, the person is supposed to say, thank you. Pasuk 7, Chazdei Hashem Askir, I will make mention of the kindnesses of Hashem, Tilos Hashem, Ka'al Kol Asher Gamalanu Hashem, and the praises of Hashem, according to all that Hashem has given us. The Navi will praise Hashem for every part of the good that Hashem has done. He will list all the details, as Hashem did all these good, positive actions completely as a favor, without them being earned. The Navi is showing that we must study and note Hashem's chesed, to emulate it, and to thank Hashem for it. Yeshayahu goes on to recall how this salvation really was a gift that Hashem did not have to do. He recalls how when Hashem took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, with positive expectations for the nation, Pasuk 8, Ach Amihema, they are my nation. The Jewish people are the only ones who will be called Hashem's nation. Hashem chose them, and he even called them his sons. Banim lo yishakiru, they are children, and they will not act falsely. Hashem is saying that the Jewish people, when he took them out of Mitzrayim, he said, they will never leave Hashem. Therefore, because of this relationship, vayihi lahem l'moshia, and Hashem will be for them as a salvation. Hashem's love for them went even further. This is the final pasuk of the final Haftorah of the Shiva D'Nechemta, read on Parashas Nitzavdim, Pasuk 9. Bechol tzarasam lo tzar. Whenever they had troubles, at every time, it was equally painful for Hashem. And Hashem never abandoned them. Umalach panav hoshiam. Hashem sent a malach from before him to save them as a messenger of Hashem. They were always protected. He did not do this because of any merits, but because Ba'avaso ubechemlaso hu ge'alam. With his love and affection for the Jewish people, he saved them. In addition to saving them, he supported them with whatever they needed over the course of many generations. Vayinatlem vayinasa'em kol yemei olam. And he bore them and he supported them forever. With this line, we are ready to enter Rosh Hashanah, remembering that Hashem always gives to us because he loves us. The response of the Jewish people was not in line with the love Hashem showed and is not part of the Haftorah. Pasuk 10. Vehema maru, and they rebelled. They did not act as Hashem expected, but instead served idols. And as a result, vayehafech lahem la'oyev. Then they were turned, instead of being a lover, into an enemy, so that Hashem had to bring on them bad consequences. All the bad events that happened in Jewish history were not a coincidence, but were the plan of Hashem. With a nation in Galus, the Navi remembers what had been during the days of old, when Moshe led the nation out of Mitzrayim, Pasuk 11, Ayei ha'ma'aleim miyam, esro'e tono. Where is Hashem who brought the Jewish people out from the sea, meaning out of the Yam Suf? They were led by the shepherds of his flock, with Moshe Rabbeinu at the helm. Where is Hashem who spoke to Moshe with such closeness with Nevuah? And where is the Hashem who strengthened Moshe whenever he needed and also did miracles for the Jewish people just to show his love for them? Pasuk 12. Bokeya mayim mipnehem lasos lo shem olam. Hashem split the sea in front of them, both at the Yam Suf and at the Yarden when entering into Israel, which spread the reputation of Hashem as the ultimate power in the world. When Hashem led them through the Yam Suf, it was not just that he allowed them to be saved. Pasuk 13. Molicham batahomos kasus bamidbar lo yikashelu. He led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness without stumbling. Hashem made the path through the Yam Suf as smooth as if he was leading them on a paved road. They did not need to descend to the deepest valleys of the sea or climb at all. Hashem made the path completely smooth and straight as if this was being taken on a horse through a smooth journey. When Hashem took care of them in the Midbar, it was like, Pasuk 14, Kabehema babika seired, like a cow who is resting in the valley. After a cow eats, it is completely carefree as it relaxes. Hashem led the Jewish people with nachas, with grace and peace. He did this, la'asos lecha shem seferis, to make for yourself, for the Jewish people, a glorious name. Hashem had done such wonderful things for the Jewish people in the past, and the goal was to make a Kiddush Hashem. Yeshayahu now begs Hashem, Pasuk 15, Habet mishamayim ur'ei, look down from heaven and see, Mizvul kachacha usvartecha, from your place of holiness and glory, see the terrible things that are happening. Ayei kinascha ugvurasecha, where is your zealousness and strength that you showed when you took the nation out of Mitzrayim, before you had a lot of mercy and compassion on the Jewish people? And now, Hashem, you have hardened your heart and refused to have mercy on the Jewish people. Yeshayahu begs that Hashem should save them. Pasuk 16, Ki ata avinu, because you alone are our father. You should have pity like a father has pity on his children. A father never rejects his child, no matter how bad he acts. In addition, only Hashem can be relied upon. Ki Avraham lo yada anu. Avraham does not know us. When Hashem showed Avraham that his children would go into Galus, he did not daven for us. Yisrael lo yikiranu. And Yisrael, meaning Yaakov, does not recognize us. When Yaakov was running away from Esav to Lavan, he slept on Har HaMoriah and dreamt about a ladder with Malachim ascending. These Malachim, who kept getting higher and higher, represented the different exiles. However, when Yaakov saw this, he did not daven for his children. But you, Hashem, throughout Galus, even in the worst of times, Atah Hashem Avinu, you, Hashem, our Father, you always help us to fix what is broken. Goaleinu me'olam shemecha, from time immemorial, you saved us. But now, Yeshayahu continues, Galus is so long and the path is so hard. Pasuk 17, Lama sas'enu Hashem midrachecha. Why, Hashem, do you make us stray from your path? Galus is deadening our sense of fear of Hashem. It is therefore up to Hashem, shuv laman avadecha, to return, to bring us back to your Shekhinah in the merit of the Avos and the Shvatim. The Jewish people have never really experienced a long-term relationship with Hashem. Pasuk 18, Lamitzar Yarshu Am Kachecha. For a very short time has your holy nation ever inherited Eretz Israel. Instead, Sarenu Bosisu Mikdashecha. Our enemies have trampled your Mikdash. But these nations who are hurting the Jewish people are not the reason for the world's existence. In fact, Pasuk 19, Lo Mashalta Bam. Hashem has never ruled over the other nations like he rules over us. We were the ones who were given his laws. Lo nikra shimcha aleihem. Your name was never called on them. Hashem is called Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel. This has never happened with the other nations. Lo karata shamayim yiradata, mipanecha harim nazolu. You never split the sky and came down, nor did the mountains shake in front of you. Hashem did not make a miracle to connect heaven and earth, to give the Torah, which is completely spiritual, to a physical people, to other nations. At Matan Torah, the mountains moved only on behalf of the Jewish people. In this parak, Yeshayahu describes Hashem as a warrior covered in blood after having defeated the Malach Vedom. Hashem has saved the Jewish people because of tzedakah rather than them earning it. Yeshayahu thanks Hashem for the kindness he has done for them in the past, and promises to praise him in the future for the other kindnesses. He recounts how much Hashem loves the Jewish people, but then now, because of our behavior, he is removed from us. Yeshayahu then looks back at the days of old when Hashem saved the Jewish people and asks him to do it again. There is a hard lesson in this parak. The parak tells us that Hashem will destroy the nations with his anger. The parak also mentions that the Jewish people turned into the enemies of Hashem. It seems like Hashem doesn't care for us if he's punishing us more and making us his enemy. What is the difference between Hashem's relationship with evil Edom and us, the Jewish people, who he's always angry at? The Mishpat Zohar says that there's a big difference between the anger of Hashem against the other nations and against the Jewish people. When a person gets mad and they don't share it, they continue to get more and more frustrated. Finally, there's a small incident, and boom, the anger explodes, far out of proportion to what just happened. In contrast, if a person has a relationship with someone, they will communicate when they are upset to keep trying to repair the relationship. This is what happened with the other nations. Hashem never corrected their behavior over history, so the anger was entirely destructive. For us, Hashem corrects us whenever we are damaging the relationship so that our relationship can always be repaired. As we live through the pain of Galus, we can remember that each problem we encounter is a sign of love rather than a sign of indifference. And in fact, as we learned in Pasuk 9, when we have pain, the Shekhinah also feels the pain, as Hashem is always here with us. Thank you for learning together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.